Today on Real Life Radio.
God, the Holy Spirit, will speak through the Word of God, and this is how God establishes His Lordship in your life, using the Word when He says things like this: Jack, don't do this, or Jack, do this. That whole process is His Lordship over my life.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. You ever find yourself longing for a deeper spiritual walk? Well, for many believers, the Holy Spirit's just a mysterious idea we hear about on Sundays but rarely live out on Mondays. What if His presence could transform your daily life, fueling you with hope and power and unstoppable joy? What if His guidance could help you navigate through decisions, strengthen relationships, and bring genuine peace to your soul? Well, this month, Pastor Jack Hibbs is featuring Living Water by Chuck Smith. It's a down-to-earth look at the Holy Spirit who can revolutionize the way you connect with God. Inside, you'll uncover practical biblical insights to help you walk in step with the Spirit right where you are. No hype, no cliches, just real answers for everyday challenges.
This book changed my life. Authored by my pastor, Chuck Smith, the book Living Water, incredible.
Living Water is available for a gift of any amount at jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called The Parables of Jesus with his message titled Parable of the Householder and His Heir, Part 2. Whenever Jesus spoke to the crowds, He often used common everyday themes that the Bible calls parables. But in this case, Jesus goes even deeper. You see, we learned in Part 1 that the message behind this parable about the vineyard is God's true design for Israel, that in spite of its corrupt religious leaders, Israel would be a source of blessing, both to Him and to the nations of the world. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that we have to live and move by faith. This requires spending time in God's Word and allowing His Holy Spirit to speak to us in the quietness. It's important to speak, but it's more important to listen. Now with his message called Parable of the Householder and His Heir, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
God is announcing to the world, bring forth your argument. Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord, you and I. Though your sins be as scarlet. Remember Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18? He says, I will wash away your sins. Only God can do that. He does that. And so last time in our study, we saw the very first argument regarding this entire thing that Jesus is speaking about. And it's all about lordship. And with lordship, it encompasses everything regarding what God desires to do in your life. Salvation, discipleship, spiritual development, growth, heaven, sanctification now, positional sanctification, the moment you trust Christ, all of it is wrapped up in His lordship. We need to hear this more than ever. We saw number one in verse 33 that Jesus is really teaching about the parable of the householder and his heir is that it's about the lordship of God and that it is a qualitative thing. It can be looked at, observed, and monitored by the offering of Jesus. We study that together. Very important. Listen, ask yourself, my ticket into heaven based upon the religion I'm involved in, is it qualitative in the sense that I can look at it in Scripture, measure it there, and then apply it to my life on the basis of something righteous and holy? Now, you might say in your religion that it's your good works. You know, you got all of these recommendations. You've got all of these stamps of approval. You've done all of these things. You met all of these requirements. Where do the requirements come from? I had somebody tell me that they're getting to heaven based upon a second testament. And I said, now, wait a minute. What do you mean a second testament? Well, there's the Old Testament. There's the New Testament. But that all failed. And there's a second testament. And I said, well, wait a minute. If you can have a second testament, you can have a third testament. If you can have a second, you can have a fourth, you can have a 25th testament. You understand that? Why? How do you say so? Because if it's based upon human performance, humans will fail every time. Our God delivered us from our own religious tyranny. And when people say, well, there's a lot of evil been done in the name of religion, you are going to get the loudest amen from me. Absolutely true. But where there is true biblical Christianity, there's liberty, freedom, love, and mercy, and grace. There's the fruit of the Spirit. And God has always had a witness. Always. Even in the dark ages, there were a handful of God's people doing God's love. Well, what about, you know, in the name of the church has done. When you talk about that, what do you mean the church? I was told the other day, listen, I was told the other day what I believe. It's amazing, isn't it, how people do that? Don't we live in a fantastic age? People tell you what you believe. Or they'll write about it, even worse. They'll write about it on the internet, telling people what you believe. And then you ask them, or well, you never get a chance to talk to them. But did they ever interview me? No. Did they ever interview you? No. They just make stuff up. And so I was told that I get all of my marching orders from the Pope. Based on what? I'm a Christian. Did you know that? That much of the world believes that Christianity has its leader and it's the Pope. That is biblically untrue. Did you understand that? That's why on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. And what does he use? How do we know? How can we be for sure? He uses the Bible. And it's pretty amazing. So now we get to the second thing tonight. It is this. The parable of the householder and his heir is found in verses 33 to 36. And it is this. The latter end of verse 33. And it's the Lordship of God is faithful. The Lordship of God is not only qualitative. You can read his promises and watch his work be done. But he's faithful at it. He's faithful. Jesus said in verse 33 at the latter end, and he went into a far country. Jesus is alluding to the fact that God has created, God has given the word, and for those 400 years of silence between Malachi and Matthew, 400 years of silence, it wasn't that God was speaking, God had spoken through the prophets. And he was expecting for 400 years the nation of Israel to obey and follow the word of God. They had a chance, they had opportunity. They did not do that. But God was faithful. And now when vintage time drew near, notice this, there's a time limit. People want to talk about dispensations. Jesus is speaking about that right here. Vintage time comes, time's up. He sent his servants to the vine dressers that they, that is the servants, might receive its fruit. Wow. And the vine dressers took his servants, beat one, killed one, stoned another. And again, he sent other servants more than the first. And they did likewise, they did the same to them. And so they understand what's going on. Jesus is speaking about God having visited the nation through the prophets. They had the Old Testament scriptures right in their hands. And during those years of silence, God, listen, God requires faithfulness and faith. Church, listen. Would you say tonight, well, I haven't heard God speak. Listen, this is a biggie. It's a biggie for me. Because I understand your cry. Well, I haven't heard God speak. Whoa, 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 whoa. What are you saying? Well, maybe he's left me. Maybe God's given up on me. Well, what do you mean you haven't heard God speak? How did you hear him speak before? Have you ever heard God speak? What do you mean by that? We need to define that in this day and age. Listen, Christians, we are guilty. We walk around and say things like this. You know, God spoke to me and he told me. Do you understand how nuts that sounds to people? What? What's that? Oh, you want me to? Okay. Stand right here. Come on. The prophets didn't even know this stuff. We freak the world out when we think and talk like that. And it's not accurate. All of us have got to live by faith. We've got to move by faith. So what does that mean? Do we just guess? No, by no means guess. Right here. See, the reason why we don't hear God speak is because, frankly, when we say such things, I haven't heard God speak to me in weeks, months, it's been years. Look, for somebody on the other side, you're confessing, honestly. Here's what you're saying. I haven't sat long enough to hear God speak. I haven't read the Bible. I've been really into the newspaper and Time magazine and the internet, but I haven't been reading my Bible. That's what you're saying, really, honestly. I've never heard someone say, I have a faithful Bible reading regiment with the Lord and we have time together, he and I, but I've never heard him speak. I've never heard such a thing. God, the Holy Spirit, will speak through the Word of God, and this is how God establishes his lordship in your life, using the Word, when he says things like this, Jack, don't do this, or Jack, do this. That whole process is his lordship over my life. Listen, and he's faithful. He will never speak to you, number one, contrary to the Word of God. Never. Always Bible. Second thing is this, that when he speaks, he never wastes his breath. Now, he might say, like he did with Abraham, Abraham, you ever heard God, you ever read that in the Bible? I don't think, maybe I'm wrong. I'm not sure if I've ever read where God says a name three times. Maybe he does. I'm just not, it doesn't come to my mind. I've heard him say, Martha, Martha. I've heard him say, Abraham, Abraham. Are you with me, everyone? Sometimes he says, Peter. He might say, I don't know if he ever did say, Peter, Peter. But have you noticed he'll, in the Bible, he'll say names twice to get your attention. Martha, Martha. What's with Martha? The Bible says Martha was so busy. She was always busy, 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 busy. And Jesus speaks to Mary and he says, Mary, his Martha's sister. And Mary's on it. Yes, Lord. You could always find Mary. Where could you find Mary? At his feet. Always at his feet. Where can you find Martha? In the kitchen. Now the world moves, by the way, with Martha's and Mary's. You gotta have Mary's and you gotta have Martha's. I thank God for Martha's. You gotta have them. You gotta have them. You say, well, Pastor, all the stuff you're talking about, why don't you join the real world? I gotta go to work in the morning. This is the real world. And if it makes you feel any better, I've not always done what I'm doing right now. Some of the sweetest times, if you commute on the highway, let me tell you something, that is one of the greatest seminary classrooms in the universe is your car, your truck. How does that happen? With Kiss FM? What? Ryan Seacrest in the morning? No, turn it off and put on Bible.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Listen, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings who this might get out to eventually somewhere, but you ought to turn off. I mean, there's times when you ought to just turn off every Christian radio station and every Christian teaching program except Real Radio at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and 9 o'clock at night, of course. But but listen, there's times when you turn off the radio even and let God speak to you. He may not want to use Dr. David Jeremiah or Greg Laurie or me or someone else. He may not want to use us. He may want to talk to you alone, because if you've read the Word of God, he will bring it up and apply it to your situation. And when you have that happen, there's nothing like it. Oh, there's nothing like that when that happens. Why? When we go after the word of God, when we seek him, look, he says, you'll be found. I will be found by you when you've searched for me with all of your heart. Do you understand the work that's involved with that? The hunger, the tenacity? God, speak to me. How bad, church, listen, how bad do you want to hear God speak to you? Bad enough to dig in? Bad enough to tune out everything else in the world? Bad enough to get alone? Are you hungry enough for him? To say, oh God, if, listen, who was it? Was it McShane, Robert Murray McShane? Was it McShane who said, God, give me Scotland or I die? He had such a passion for the lost that he asked God for the entire nation of Scotland and he pursued Christ to the glory of Christ. What about you? Oh God, if you don't speak to me about this issue or this situation, I'll die. You ever feel like that? If you don't feel like that, from time to time, ask God. This is the great thing about our God. Ask God to cause that to happen in your life. And he'll do it. It's so cool. He's so amazing. Because even when he says, love me, and then you go, well, I do love you, but it's so pathetic. My level of love for you is like embarrassing. And he'll say, well, that's okay. Ask me to give you more love for me. Can you imagine walking up to your husband or your wife and saying, hey, listen, I love you like, you know, kinda, you know? But can you give me more love so I can love you more? They'd say, get out of here. God is so good that he sees your desire. And he gives more of it. He's faithful. God is faithful. Listen to this. You may not consider this to be faithful, but I want you to hear this all the way through. In Acts chapter 7, you can read it later, but at verse 51 it says, Stephen is speaking. Remember Stephen? Yes. Tremendous preacher of the word of God. Tremendous witness for Jesus Christ, Stephen. There's no book of Stephen. Well, how do you know about Stephen? He preached one of the longest sermons in all of the Bible. Stephen. We're going to see him in heaven. Stephen, shortly after Jesus had been crucified and then resurrected, of course, and then ascended back into heaven, the Holy Spirit came upon Stephen. He was one of the key brothers in the church. Stephen preached one sermon. That's all he had. One, did he have a second service? He didn't even finish first service. And they killed him. Who did? The religious leadership, the people Jesus is talking about here. Acts 7:51, Stephen said, now granted, I mean, he's not out to gain a big church, mega church status. He says, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. Real subtle, but accurate. You always resist who? The Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? Wow. And let me tell you something. This is a Jewish guy talking to a Jewish audience. You should have seen this. Spielberg, Bruckheimer could not, Hanks could not reproduce this moment. This is one amazing thing. Because I've seen three Jews talking about who's coming over for dinner, and you think they're going to kill each other. It's so passionate. It's amazing. Until you find out they're all best friends, but that's how they talk. I mean, it looks amazing. Stephen is saying, hey, here's the deal. God sent the Son to save you, but you're stiff-necked. By the way, he's quoting, actually, Old Testament's flying right out of his mouth. Which one of the prophets did your father not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One. Did you hear that? Of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. This is not how you influence friends and win people to your cause, but here's the deal. The Holy Spirit, listen, the Bible says, because they were guilty, and he was speaking truth to the audience that Jesus is talking to here. These kinds of religious people, spiritual uppity-ups, so impressed with their rules and regulations and their hierarchy of achievements. looking down at all the people. Stephen comes out of nowhere, filled with the Holy Spirit, and Acts 7 tells us that his words were so powerful by the Spirit of God, nobody in that crowd could resist his words. Do you understand that? The word is awesome. His words went out because they weren't his words. It was the Holy Spirit's words. They went out from him. And notice, it was all Bible truth. Bible and Bible truth. That as he was speaking, it's as though he was launching from his mouth mortar rounds of truth. You stiff-necked, you murderers, boom! They couldn't resist. They knew it was true, and the Spirit of God was convicting them on the inside. And they were so convicted that the Bible says they began to grind their teeth. They're seething. And then the Bible says that they gnashed at him. They're just, the little kippah, the yarmulke on the top is going, boop. Now it's just, he's pointing out to them all of their Hebrew scriptures about the just one who was to come. And listen, if you read that awesome sermon, he's going to announce to them, you guys, by your own wicked hands, you've taken Jesus and you've crucified him. And they start picking up rocks and they stone him to death. And then, you know, he went out in a blaze of glory, though. I mean, I tell you what, read it later. We can't do a Bible study in Acts chapter 7 right now, but I'd love to. Their rocks are flying. I mean, it's natural to duck, but there's so many coming. He's getting hit. Meat is flying, blood is flying. You ever seen a stoning? I don't encourage it, they're online. I mean, you can see real stonings, they're not happy. And there's stuff flying, man, and he's preaching. And then he goes, ho, I see the Son of Man, the very one he's preaching. I see Jesus standing, interesting, standing at the right hand of God the Father. And the Bible says there, his spirit left him and he went to the presence of the Lord. What a way to go. Listen, I'd rather go that way than, you know, whatever. But he's preaching. He sees heaven open up and his audience is resisting the truth. They hate him. Now here's, listen, we got this sick thing in our world about, what sin did he commit to get such a terrible ending? Why do we think like this? How have we been so polluted by this false doctrine of stuff? If some godly person enters eternity by what, cancer? You know this, a child of God. Are you not a child of God? Well, you know what, this or that. And there's this wicked thing in the back of our minds that somewhere came along through false doctrine. Well, I wonder what happened? His car blew up and his house burned down? Is he a Christian? Well, I wonder what he's been doing. Did you know that's wicked? Did you know we get a lot of that stuff from Christian media? Well, Stephen got stoned by these religious people. I wonder what sin was in his life. Well, if you ask God, none, because Jesus died for his sins. When are we going to wake up to the fact that the church throughout history has suffered persecution more often than it has not?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called Parable of the Householder and His Heir, Part 2. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's new series called The Parables of Jesus. It's a series that highlights the teachings of Jesus while he was here on this earth. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Now, Pastor Jack, I know you love getting letters from people who listen to Real Life Radio. I do,
yeah.
Too. Let me read you one from Carmen.
Yeah.
In Indiana. She says, my husband and I own a donut shop in a small town in rural Indiana. We start making donuts each night at midnight. I found your teaching on Sirius XM one night a while back. Since then, I found various sources for your teachings. We start listening to you at midnight and listen to you until 5 a.m. We're so thankful for your teaching of the Bible. Thank you for helping us to stay grounded in the Word. We pray for you and your ministry daily. And that's from Carmen.
Midnight till 5, mercy, that's a lot of listening. That's great.
That's awesome. Well, first of all, Carmen, I think we need evidence that this is true. So something in the area of a dozen chocolate would be amazing.
Yeah, right.
We are so happy to hear this, Carmen. This is so great. I got to tell you, this is the stuff that puts a smile on all of us here in the studio and all of us here in the ministry. Boy, the only thing better would be for us to be doing this in heaven, and I think somehow that's going to be happening soon. But Carmen, we want to just pray God's blessing upon you and your husband and the great success for your shop. We hope that everybody there in rural Indiana enjoys what you guys are putting out. No doubt it's with the love of the Lord.
Hey, you know, if you'd like to drop a note of encouragement to Pastor Jack, that'd be awesome. He'd really love to see what you have to say about him and how his ministry's affected your life. So please do that. Go to the Connect tab at jackhibbs.com. That's the tab labeled Connect at jackhibbs.com.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.